Getting the lead out everywhere this time. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Renovating an old home or apartment can mean scraping and sanding and eventually getting down to that old lead paint. Well, that lead paint dust settles where children play, and it puts them at risk for learning disabilities. Sean Ali is here. So, Sean, why is the government tightening rules on home renovation this time?
Well, basically because children's advocacy groups said that these rules were not strong enough. The Environmental Protection Agency had just finished these rules last year, and now everyone wants to look at them again. Anita Weinberg is with Lead Safe Illinois. She says some rehab contractors are trained on how to handle old lead paint, but not all property owners are required to hire those people. Weinberg says the rules did not apply if there were no kids in your unit at that time.
That's perfectly fine, but tomorrow you turn around and you sell your home to a family with children. And the work that was done, if it wasn't done safely, there certainly are the possibility that there's still going to be a lot of lead hazards in that home.
So now the EPA is proposing if you hire a rehab contractor at all, that contractor must be trained to handle lead paint, regardless of whether there are any children living there now or not.
All right. Does this apply to all homes?
No, it doesn't. It applies to homes that were built before 1978. That's when lead paint was banned from homes.
Okay. Thanks, Sean.
You're welcome, Lester.
This is the Environment Report. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency recently wrapped up a 60-day look at toxic air pollution around schools. They're trying to figure out the health effects of pollution exposure to kids. Gigi DeBan reports many of the schools were chosen based on how close they were to heavy industry.
It's pretty much a given. Put a school near heavy industry and an interstate, and those kids are going to breathe polluted air. What the EPA didn't know was just how polluted it would be. So the agency in August put air samplers outside of 63 schools in 22 states. One of those schools is Lewis Elementary in Birmingham, Alabama. Richard Gooden was picking up his granddaughter, who attends pre-K at the school. Gooden, for one, was glad to see an air sampler at the school. Living up the hill from the American Cast Iron Pipe Company, he's seen thick layers of dust settle on his windows.
See, I got a little white house with vinyl siding around it, and that, you can't tell the vinyl hardly.
Because of the dust that settled on it?
Yeah, because of the dirt that settled on it coming from that pipe job down there.
Gooden has lived in that house for 43 years. His granddaughter spends most days there, and he wonders whether the air is safe to breathe. The EPA plans to have some answers. Corey Masuka is the senior air pollution control engineer at the Jefferson County Health Department in Birmingham. He says they're working with the EPA to screen for about 100 different pollutants.
We looked for them and we found them.
So far, he says, only three of those, benzene, manganese, and acrolein, were found at high levels. Acrolein levels were more than 100 times higher than what the government considers safe. It comes from anything from coal to fuel to cigarette smoke.
So it's fairly ubiquitous.
Masuka says the findings are not a major cause for concern. But Janice Nolan, Assistant Vice President for Policy and Advocacy at the American Lung Association, says ubiquitous doesn't mean safe.
And the fact that it's lots of places doesn't mean that it is not a big problem. It means that we have a lot of things we have to clean up.
Until they're cleaned up, the only thing schools can do is keep kids indoors during recess on days when pollution levels are high.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Joyce Foundation and the Great Lakes Fishery Trust. You can find more information and post your comments at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.